Well, it's nice to be here with everyone on the Sabbath day. We're all so commanded to be here, but it's really not too challenging for me to be here. It's a pleasure. It also signifies a day of completion, a day that pictures our future as members of the God family, as spirit beings. But right now, we're all natural lawbreakers. Our human nature in us is that we are born with naturally resists following laws and rules. Although God did not create man to have a loving spiritual attitude, if you will take a look at Romans 8:7, Paul says in verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. The natural mind of man is the way of Satan and the way of sin. So let's turn over to Ephesians 2 and verse 2. In verse 2 it says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. We see this day in and day out. A society that is selfish, backbiting, disobedient, and rebellious. Now I can understand why so many people in this world are miserable, depressed, and confused. Because without God's Holy Spirit, anyone could end up like that, with the feeling of no hope, no end to the misery of the world that we live in today. Doing the work I do, I see this type of lifestyle. They really have no reason to believe in God or any hope that God will deliver you from the living situation that you're in. But on the other hand, I have seen many people find Jesus while it's convenient for them. But as soon as they get their freedom, they leave their Bibles at the release door. That's an example of people that really don't have God's Holy Spirit working in them. We're all tempted by sin. Let's look at what Paul says in Romans chapter 7 in verse 14 to 20. In verse 14, we'll start, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. That I do not practice. But what I hate that I do, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who will do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For I will his presence with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Well, that was a mouthful, but it makes perfect sense, because we all have those temptations that we dislike, but oftentimes we find ourselves falling into those temptations. when I think of the tug between the pull of temptation and the resistance of temptation is like when you're learning to ride a bicycle. The Holy Spirit is the control of balance. We first start riding the bike with little or no control of maintaining balance. But when we use God's Holy Spirit, you can learn to maintain balance. But you must at all times keep that control of balance to avoid a fall. Because as much as we battle against our weaknesses, we find ourselves guilty of sin again. Like it says in verse 15, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do." It seems that at this point that there is no hope. We are all fighting a losing battle. But if you continue to read in verse 21, "I find then a law that evil is present with me, that one who dwells, the one who will to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind, which is sin, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that then, with the mind of myself, serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." So we need to serve the law of God and not the law of sin. So let's read in Romans 8, in verse 1. "There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who will do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that with it is weak through the flesh, but that God did by sending his own Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, in account of sin. He condemned sin in flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law, or indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." So we'll continue on, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit of life of righteousness. But if the sin in him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So basically, we must come to the point that we're willing to surrender and sacrifice in order to change for a change to occur. Both God's will and man's will cannot exist together. Even though God has created man to have a loving spiritual attitude, God has promised that he would share his divine nature with us. We must first surrender ourselves to him, repent of our sins, and remain faithful to him. And it says in Romans 11, that if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Right now we're approaching the Passover, and we need to contemplate on all of these things that were just read and talked about. So we need to take time to examine ourselves, to get closer to God and be better prepared to receive the Passover. I know that we don't always maybe take out enough time to do these things, but we really need to examine these scriptures and realize what Paul is trying to tell us. That if we maintain a spiritual contact with God, that we can overcome these and maintain the balance that we need to avoid temptation and be able to become spirit in the future with him as is in God's family.